Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered their iniquity of life. Thou hast taken away all of thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fears of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Will thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee?
Yes.
Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But that man is not coming in so far. Surely his salvation is now in the Spirit, and that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are meant together. Righteousness and righteousness are meant together. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our man shall give her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Reading it correctly as the 85th Psalm. Our Father, we thank thee for every person that's here. First of all, for all the members that's here. For their understanding and for their loyalty. Now, Father, we pray that you'll bless each one of them especially. Thank you for giving them strength to work and to take pleasure. We pray for the ones that are sick. Be of them and help them and strengthen them. And now, Father, we pray that you'll be the ones that's in the hospital.
Yes.
Bless them. Bless me. Bless the bleeding. Bless Ruth. The others that have made. They feel my presence. Know my power. And I bless them still in mind. Him and any others, our Father, be with us. Our Father, we pray that you'll bless every visitor today. May they get something that will help them while they're here on these grounds. If they're lost, we pray they'll get saved. If they're saved, we pray they'll get renewed strength, courage, inspiration. Give help to whatever they need. Father, bless the homes once they come. Bless the churches which they are out of. So God, bless those that are on the way today. Protect them on the road. Pray that none of them will have any accident today or tonight or tomorrow coming. Thank you for the beautiful sunshine. God, please give us another day or two of it so that everybody gets in. We'll be so grateful to you for it. Now, Father, we pray that you'll be with those of us who have sat in the same pocket. And their lives, oh God, I pray that you'll strengthen them, help them. God, help us now. And we'll honor you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to look briefly read you this verse. Sixth verse of the 85th Psalm. Will I not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, grant us thy salvation. Revive again that thy people may rejoice in thee. astonished at being revived by people. First, that they rejoiced in being. You know, there's nothing more miserable than to be saved than just having up a religion to make you miserable. If we have got the Spirit of God enough to make a rejoicing and enjoy it, it goes against the grain for us. It's hard on us. It's galling on us. And the subtle sin, revived by people that they rejoice in thee. Yes, revival is stated, be excited, be enjoyable to be a Christian. And that's what we need today, my brother and my sister, is to get out what we've got. So revived that folks will be excited about it. Yes. Revive us again that there may be a spiritual stampede.
Yes.
You know, when you first got saved and when you're full of God, that's all you want to talk about. And you enjoyed other folks talking about it, sharing with each other. It's exciting. It blessed you. There's a real flow of excitement in it. And then a little bit, it cooled off. And now it's hard to get anything out. But the psalmist is saying, revive us again. And our churches are getting that dormant stage, you might say. And we need them revived. We need them full of the Spirit of God again to make them come forth and grow and produce. The problem now is just a bunch of dormancy. The life is in them, but they're not producing. The life is in them, but the growth is gone. Life is in them, but they're putting forth nothing. Just existing. And the preachers are worried night and day about they can't get them to move out. They can't get them to move out. Just sitting there simmering and doing nothing. That's all. And what they need is revival to start them to bloom out, start them to put forth a bud of life, start them to bear fruit. And Jesus said that that's what he wants us to do, bear fruit, much fruit. And so as a result, we are stressed through this meeting is a revival. I don't know anything our churches need worse this time than the revival meeting. That's one of the things we've been praying for ever since the camp started. One of the objects of this camp is for revival coming out of Baptist churches. We've got to the point now. We're duty bound to pray for it. We're duty bound to look for it. We've got to, where it's an emergency. We've got to reach out there and ask for it. We need it. It's an emergency on it. And we need to concentrate on it. We need to think on it. We need to pray for it. We need to reach for it. We need to expect it. And my friends, God never seen nothing we don't need. But we need a revival. And when we sense it, he said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall get satisfied. God don't go around and feed us if we're not hungry and thirsty. But I think Baptists have now, most of our churches, are real hungry, are real thirsty, for a real spiritual awakening. And I think we're to that point now that we're we need to create in them a thirst and a hunger. And I know God will satisfy us. If we come with a thirsting, hungry heart, then God said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after right, for they shall be satisfied. He didn't say they're thirsting after entertainment. He talking a bunch of programs and a bunch of entertainment and a bunch of other things. But my friends, we need to get back and get hungry for righteousness and thirsty for righteousness. And God will give us that. God will purchase that because He said He will. Will thou not revive us with a hunger for righteousness?
Yes.
With a thirst for righteousness. And then God will revive us with that. And that's the thing we need. We need to lose sight of some other things that we've been majoring on. And my friends, here it is. There's a lot of preachers getting discouraged because their church can't get a big number to come. And God said, we're two or three together in my name. I'll be there in the midst. And some of the leaders today is condemning the little church and the little preacher out there because he hasn't got a big crowd coming in because he doesn't build his congregation up to 500 or 600 and go out and put brokers and get them. And my friends, that isn't producing revival. The church can have revival if they had 15 members. It can still have a revival and get folks saved.
Amen.
And that's what we've got to face, my brother. Nobody objects to some fellow that has ability and has the possibility of having 5,000 in his congregation. But by discouraged to throw off on the fellow that can't have it, encourage him to revive what he's got. Encourage him to get saved what he's got and get what he's got producing. And so as a result, we need a revival. And there are folks are hungry and folks are thirsty. And my people really enjoy God. Rejoice in me. Feel good and glad they're Christian. Rejoice in the Lord. We need to get revived up here. We need to get excited about God. Man, he said, the joy in the presence of God. When you get in God's presence, there's great joy. And when you get out of God's presence, there's only joy. Don't mean we're not saved. Old Jonah told those fellows when he told them to go over the edge of the boat and the storm had struck. He said, I've left the presence of God. He's still in God's hands. He's still writing God's child because God put him in the fish and kept him all through that and brought him out.
Right.
But my friends, he didn't have the presence of God. There's a lot of saints that we don't have God's presence. And when you get out of the presence of God, you're dead like and dry like and miserable and unhappy. And we've got a lot of Baptists that are saved, but out of the presence of God. They've got out of God's will, and they've got out of presence of God's presence in this result. They're not enjoying what they've got of God. We need that revived in our people. We need it revived until people will enjoy being a Christian more than they do anything else. Get excited about being a Christian more than anything else. That's the need of this hour, my friends. He said it. What did he say? With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now a lot of our churches are hitting dry spells. A lot of our preachers are hitting dry spells. And they're going around trying to find something else to substitute. They ain't going to find else. Something else to substitute me, it'll be the devil and false religion in the mind. What he said? He said, with joy, draw out the wells of salvation. My friends, if they're saved, if our preachers say, if these folks in our churches get satisfied, if they're saved, they don't need to go out looking for something else. They get out in the wells and start drawing. With joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. Jesus said, if you drink of the water that I give you, it shall become a well of water, but of the everlasting life. Now if they're saved, that they got the well in there. And it's going to be one all over the country, among some other kind of religion, tongues, or some Holy Ghost experience or something. What they need to do is get the well cleaned out and get out in there where the water is and start growing it. They've got enough to make them as happy as they can take and give more than an expenditure is drawn out. If they're saved, they've got within their hearts all they need. What they need is to, with joy, draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's what God said. Draw it out till they praise the Lord. Draw it out till they shout for God's glory. He said, draw out till they praise the Lord. Draw out till they shout for God. Draw out until they exalt God. I tell you, instead of something you take an idea, we need to get some drawing spirit on our wells that God give us when He saves. God give me, God give you when He saves you a well, and then that well of salvation, He give us all we need. And my friends, He said, draw it out. With joy, enjoy it, draw it out, let it help you. That's what we need to see. That's the need of the day. God help us to see it and understand it until we can praise the Lord. If we don't feel like praising the Lord, we're going to start drawing. If you don't feel like shouting, draw some water out of your well, you will.
Amen.
If you don't feel like that, praising the Lord and the daughter of the Lord, draw a little more water out of your well, you will. So we get in, we Baptists need to start a drawing church. My friends, a lot of us didn't drive up the country, hadn't drawn nothing. I remember one time I was down in Florida and preached a week, haven't had a move. And it's the deadest, driest meeting I've ever been. And on Sunday morning, the Lord said, take a tear off it. I hadn't even seen it about a smile, much less cry. And I knew I couldn't cry. I didn't think I could. And I said, Lord, a tear off. Who's going to shed a tear? I said, I man argued with him. Service has gone away. And a woman getting up singing the special song just before I was preaching. They introduced her. The Lord said, if you let her sing, before you get up and pick this off, and you as well go home. Nothing will happen. She started singing. I said, pardon me, madam. I got up. I said, I hate to interrupt, but I've got to. I said, God wants me to take a tear offering. I never took one before, and I never took one since. But I said, God wants anybody that has a tear, you shed this, go and come up here in the altar and shed. And they just jumped up to the overboard. And a little bit, everybody's up there shedding tears for the altar. We're sprinkled on their tears. And a revival broke out. Got over that dry spell and got it watered down with tears from broken hearts, from compassionate hearts. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we don't have to stay dry. We got a whole well of water we can throw out and water if we want to. God put it in there. And He said, with joy, draw the water out. Praise the Lord. Shout and exalt the Lord with it. And there it is. And we think we need our churches to dry and getting dry and cold and preaching. Lifeless. Discouraging our preachers and they're throwing in the towel and quitting. Getting discouraged. My friends, don't know me that we've got in our wells enough to create a spiritual flood. And to wash the devil out of this country, we get them to run.
Amen.
And we need to realize one thing. God revive us again until I feel. what there is one to get. And he said to Habakkuk 3:2, revive our in the midst of the years. Revive thy work, not only thy people, but thy work. I know a lot of the work of God needs revived. Too many of our church people has hung their hearts on the wilderness. They've got this courage. They're saying, what's the use? We've tried this, we've tried that, and we've tried it. And they have tried a lot of things. Those folks have come along and offered them the solution. And it hasn't worked. And they've hung their hearts on the willow bushes. And they've discouraged. But I tell you, my friends, we need to get our hearts on the willow bushes and start singing the songs of Zion.
Amen.
That has life in them.
Amen.
That has some feeling in them. That has something to praise God. I'm saying, the work of God in the pleased has not died. It's not dead. The inside of the things of God is still alive. It may look dead outside. It may feel dead all of us to some of us and look dead. But listen, God hasn't died. Jesus hasn't died.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has gone out of business.
No.
It's some. We may have crushed it over. Revive thy work in the midst of years. Let's start praying for God to revive his work. Not something else, but his work in the midst of his work needs revival. Don't get discouraged. Don't think it. Hearts on the willers. Pray that he'll revive the work in the midst of the year. Pray till the revival breaks out.
Amen.
Saying, God, revival broke out in other years when they prayed, right? Same God, same kind of faith, same everything else. God isn't dead. He is in there. Pray.
Amen.
My friends, till the revival comes, we have one so involved in soft living. Easy going. It's hard work to pray. It's difficult to pray. I say that kind of prayer. It takes time. It says some things come on the back fasting prayer. And so it's hard to do it, my friend. And I want you to realize one thing. His promises is same as they ever been. Since when did the promises of God been? They haven't changed. His powers are same today that it's always been. His power hasn't been weakened. His power hasn't been lessened. He is perfect. Seek and save the lost. He's not gone out of business. That's still the purpose of God, to seek out and save the lost. That's still his purpose. My people, call on my name, seek my face and pray, and turn away from wickedness. Then I'll hear from heaven and heal our land. My friends, God ain't gonna lie. They say that I'm done, it's our failures, they're not God. And we need to face that, my friends. God has not changed at all. He said, be the light of the world. Let your light shine. But I'm afraid we have enough fuel in there to make the light shine. Sometimes when the oil is low in the lamp, it don't shine very good. And I'm afraid the Spirit is so low in our lives. My friendship, we're not shining. Let your light so shine. John was a shining light and a bright light. And so many times, my friends, and the salt that is lost is savor. It's no good for nothing. It don't preserve. It don't penetrate. It's not useful. And I'm afraid our lives have come in contact with so much carnality and so much worldliness and sin that we don't have any penetrating effect when it gets to up against the lost sinner. And so, ye are my witnesses. And so, if our witness is strong as it ought to be, if we're as strong as we ought to be, if our life is bright as we ought to be, then something's going to happen. Said men who speak through evil won't come to light unless they're deep to be made advanced. The reason sin's moving in, the reason the devil's moving in, our life just got in. The reason of that, the Spirit's going in. And what we need to do is to seek and pray that God will fill our lives full of His Spirit and make our lives brighter. Fill our lives full of the Spirit and make our souls saltier. And fill our lives with the Spirit and make our witness warmer, stronger. And as a result, it'll pierce. It'll take hold and do what it's supposed to do. God help us to see. God hasn't changed. The effect of the light hasn't changed. The effect of salt has changed. The effect of witness has changed. But the effectiveness of it, the salt is effective for something that can change the effectiveness. The light, effectiveness of it can be changed. The witness, effectiveness of it can be so weak that it will not do what it's supposed to do. And so I'm saying to you, my friends, we've got to realize that. Revive our preaching. My beloved, we need to get back and preach the Word of God without favor or fear. Yeah. You listen to me. A lot of preachers get afraid to preach the whole counsel of God. That's what God messed up. Word of God, still the Word of God. Amen. Don't know, they don't make no difference what Luther, Dr. Luther, leader said about it.
Amen.
15, 20 years ago, you preachers didn't hear much about the Word of God, didn't mean this to me now. Everybody accepted the Word of God. Everybody believed the Word of God, but I wanted these cooks come along and putting down here and there about the Word of God. I don't doubt it now. I'm preaching like it's come.
Amen.
Let that devil from face down.
Amen.
Preach the Word. It's Jesus, our Jesus, all of us.
Amen.
Preach it. Don't apologize to us.
Amen.
Don't explain. It's sharper than a two-edged sword.
Amen.
And when you try to apologize and explain, you cut out the sharp edge.
Right.
Preach it like it is.
Right.
You cut like it ought to be. We need to God back to preach the Word. The Word people will fall on conviction and come to God as a result of it. My beloved, we've got to realize one thing. We don't have to be afraid. The blood of Jesus is coming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of that testimony. Overcoming by the saving grace of God. It's the grace of God that overcomes the devil in my life and your life. It's the blood that overcomes the devil in your life and my life. And my friends, it's no need of getting scared of the devil and all of his imps and ten folks and promoters. You still trust in the blood. It's still overcoming. You still got the grace of God in your heart. It's overcoming. You're still a child of God. And that puts you power over the devil. The devil still doesn't have control over me. The devil still doesn't know me. The devil still got power from me. But I'm still got something on the devil. I'm God's child. And I've got the blood on my side. And I've got the grace of God on my side. And I've got the promises of God on my side. And as a result, everything's on my side. The victory.
Amen.
When it's all done and said, everything's on God's side, going to lose anyhow. I read the last chapter. And